Hello, Gomild Audio Backstage. Almost probably a couple of months ago now, my good friend, Good Girl 1980, issued a dessert challenge. And the challenge was to read a recipe for your favourite dessert in a sexy manner. And we had some very, very tantalising reads. And I was summoned. Being lazy and procrastinating and also a very busy girl, it's taken me this long to do it, but at the time I googled sexy desserts, and to my utmost pleasure and satisfaction, I found a dessert restaurant in Florida named Better Than Sex. And so I'm going to read you a sample from their menu, and I hope this will tickle your taste buds as much as other places. I'm going to start out with a few of the drinks. And these drinks are signature rimmed drinks. So the first one is the Yum Yum Promiscuous Red Blend, rimmed with Belgian dark chocolate. The next is Shelby's Shocker. I think I quite like to be Shelby. Predator, Old Vines and Fandel in a white chocolate rimmed glass with half dipped in a chipotle chili sugar. Only $12. Thirdly, Caramel Over Me. Sweet white Moscato in a delicious caramel dipped wine glass. And then the climax. Banffy's Rosé Regale Sparkling Sweet Red Wine in a white chocolate rimmed fruit. The Sex Appeal Sparkling Moscato d'Asti in a pink sugar white chocolate rimmed wine glass. And possibly my personal favourite, Lavender Lipstick Prosecco and Homemade Lavender Syrup served in a honey rimmed flute. And finally, Slip Inside, all real, all made in-house, chocolate slipped inside, wine-based vodka, house-made Irish cream, and house-made coffee liqueur. This is like a drink made in heaven for me. Okay, not to worry. There are also some drinks for virgins. Choco milk, rollover root beer float, the Goo Goo, sexy soda float, sexy spiced house coffee, all tastes catered for. And now to the main event, the desserts. The first on the menu is Forky Fondue for $7.99. Liquid vanilla cheesecake fondue, served chilled, teamed with pound cake donut holes, rolled and cinnamon sugar for dipping, a petite-sized dessert. And we all know what they say about small things and good packages. The next on the menu is The Morning After, which apparently won MasterChef in 2010. Good to know. Danish brie cheese and dark Belgian chocolate, grilled in home-style buttered bread, kissed with cinnamon sugar. Served snuggled up against a shot of strawberry champagne soup. Oh, that sounds amazing. And the eponymous menu item, Better Than Sex, MasterChef winner 2009 for $9.69. I'm not your all-American girlfriend. Well, I wouldn't be, being Irish. This exotic and atypical bread pudding magically bakes into mouthfeels of a cake and a brownie, yet is actually a bread pudding. How very British. Deep, dark chocolate penetrates a tease of big, bold Bing cherries, swimming in a menage a trois of chocolates and baked dark, dense pumpernickel bread and butter, served with white chocolate mousse. That sounds amazing. Man, I'm getting really hungry. I shouldn't have done this when I was hungry. Who Who am I kidding? Always hungry after fashion. Okay, the next one is the missionary crisp. Amused Polynesians enjoy this most rewarding combo of red, delicious, skin-on apples, smothered in a buttery, cake-like layer on top, with vanilla bean balls and caramel. I don't know what a vanilla bean ball is, but it sounds good. Anyone stateside care to explain? That would be me. I would be very white and crisp in the Polynesian sun. And I like apple and caramel as always, so kind of wonderful combination. The next one is the fever. Smooth, soft, supple. A warm, airy chocolate cake full of body that's oozing a subtle chocolate pudding underneath. Rubbing up against cool white vanilla bean balls. These vanilla bean balls again. What are they? Somebody help me. I belong to a pre-Google age. Someone just needs to tell me what they are. I'm going to be thinking about these all day. Or alternatively, I could think about some peanut butter perversion. Apparently, there's nothing immoral about this peanut butter silk pie floating on top of a chocolate chip cookie dough crust. Don't deprive yourself of this combination. Well, I don't mind if I don't. Deviantly corrupt, innocently perfect. I think that tagline could describe quite a lot of people on here. Kinky Key West cream pie. Pucker up and prepare yourself for our interpretation of a lime cream pie. Oh god, that sounds dirty as fuck. Silky smooth and nuts on both sides. Oh no, I was doing so well. This fluffed up lime cream pie gets stimulated a mile high. Lucky lime cream cloud. While sitting on top of its flaky macadamia kissed pie crust. Cookie nookie pie for $9.69. You'll be sure to get some nookie when you spoon up this sweetie. Imagine the inside of a chocolate warm, I beg your pardon, warm chocolate chip cookie being wrapped in a fluffy blanket of flaky pie crust. Inside, you'll find bits of chocolate, pecans, and gooey goodness. Serve with vanilla bean ball. Okay, what the fuck is this? I'm gonna have to Google. Oh my god. This is gonna be... Okay, the next one is called a banana bazooka. Sink your smacker into this layered crepe-like tortilla tort. Oh man. Big banging banana hunks. Oh, Gigi. Okay, I'm gonna start that again. Sink your smacker into this layered crepe-like tortilla tort. Big banging banana hunks, a tickle of caramel, and a tease of cinnamon bumping around with, I don't know how to say this, Caillebeau white chocolate ganache embraced in sweet sour cream. Topped with the brown sugar icing and a Heath bar crunch. That one was challenging. I don't even know what's in it. It sounds good. Oh, and finally, thank goodness, the last one. Popcorn pimp cheesecake. Rich, smooth, and airy. Just how we like our men. This cheesecake exposes itself freely while resting on top of a sweet sugar cookie dough crust. His velvet creamy filling gets tickled. Naughty. And poked with pieces of salted popcorn chocolate bark. Daddy will give you whatever you want as we've buttered him up with a blanket of our house-made caramel sauce. Mmm, fuck. Well, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. The next time I'm in Florida, I will definitely be eating there. Very well done for listening, if you made it the whole way through.